This is Border Crossings, radio's number one request hour. And now, your host, Larry London.
Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. We've got a great show for you today. And coming up in the first half of our program, we will welcome into our studios an artist who goes by Juice. So sometimes you're feeling juiced, you're feeling pumped up. Sometimes you want to start your day with a glass of juice. Well, we've got 30 minutes of juice coming at you, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy the music from Juice. So hang around. You are listening to Border Crossings. Nice to have you with us here on the Voice of America. Hi, I'm Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And in our studios today, they're on tour for a new EP called Magic. We welcome Fairground Saints to Washington, D.C. It's nice to have you guys.
Hi. Hello. Thanks for having
us.
And why don't you introduce yourselves, first of all, so we know who we've got in our studios.
I'm Meg.
I'm Mason.
I'm Eli.
You're Eli. Welcome. Nice to have
you.
I understand that you started off as a solo performer and you really weren't trying to make a group. It was going to be a solo career. Is that true?
I think I started out that way. And then I think once I started playing with Eli and Meg, I really saw the merit of what it was like to be in a group and the collaborative experience that it could be. So I lost a bit of arrogance there.
So you guys weren't really friends to begin with. You kind of found each other.
Yeah.
And in an interesting way, I guess.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
On the internet.
I'll let you start.
On the internet.
Yeah. We're an internet band.
Were you both trying to hit on Meg? Is that what was happening?
No.
What was going on here?
Give him the short version.
I was bussing tables and I wanted to start a band and, I put an ad on Facebook, and Eli was actually the only person that answered it. But the thing is, he ended up being like a super genius, and played all sorts of instruments. Mm-hmm. And we started, playing around in Ojai, California.
Mm-hmm.
And,
sure.
This place
near
called
Santa
the,
Barbara.
Yeah,
way, yeah.
Really nice area and at a place called the Ojai Valley Deer Lodge. And we were just having a good time and, we wanted to see if we could take it one step further. So, Craigslist.
Yeah.
Where we
wow.
Went.
Craigslist.
Yeah. And Meg was in the background of a submission, for our band. And we actually tracked her down through her dad's chain of hot dog restaurants.
In the Midwest. So I'm from Michigan.
So am I.
Oh, awesome.
Nice. Near Southfield, Oakland County.
Oh, cool. I'm from Grand Rapids.
I know Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, we're all like family.
Yeah.
This is one big happy
instant
family.
Here we go. Family.
California, Michigan, we've all got the same roots. Well, we're happy you're with us. And
thanks.
Wouldn't mind hearing a song if you guys are in the mood to do
it. Sure.
Let's do it.
You brought your instruments, so let's put you
we
to
did,
work.
Of course.
We're into it.
This is a song from our new EP. It's called Somewhere Down the Line.
Baby, it's midnight under your porch light. That falling star might be sending us a sign. The highway's calling. Somewhere down the line. Oh, come on, let's go. Chase us a moonboat. Let the crazy wind blow us through the grand design. We could pick some Georgia peaches. I'm a Carolina pine. I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Somewhere down the line. I've got a full tank of gas and some money. Let's leave the small town, the small dreams behind. Where you ain't favored, the outlook is sunny. Somewhere down the line. Oh, come on, baby. Time's a wasting. You know we could be tasting some sweet Sonoma wine. Oh, I'm in California. Wouldn't that be something fine? I'll be yours and you'll be mine. Somewhere down the line.
Maybe it's midnight under your porch light. That falling star might be sending us a sign. I've got a full tank of gas and some money. Let's leave this small town with small dreams behind. Where you ain't favors, the outlook is sunny. Somewhere down the line.
Sounding great. Fairgrounds Saints are here live. They're clapping all around the world. You're getting a standing ovation in 100 countries right now. We're happy you're here. And so congratulations on the big news, which I'm sure you guys were very excited to hear. You're going to make your debut at the Grand Ole Opry. That's got to make
very exciting.
Any country act feel very, very proud of what they've achieved. How did that come about?
I'm not entirely sure.
Our manager is amazing, basically.
Must be. Yeah, you get the call and there it is.
She's been our champion, so I'm sure she had a hand in that for sure, but we're very, very honored.
When does that happen?
May 31st.
May 31st.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's coming up.
Wow, that's excellent. I mean, that's for a country band, that has to be, I mean, that's like one of the highlights. That's going to be the pinnacle. How do you top that?
I don't know.
I don't know that you do. I think you just try to continue.
Well, you have had quite a list of accolades so far. I mean, Rolling Stone called you one of the country acts to watch, and Huffington Post said you're one of the best 15 of 2015, which was when you made your debut. So the question is, if your debut was in 2015, why did you wait 4 years for the second album? What's taken so long for the second album?
I think there was some critical acclaim for that record, and I think we just were sort of touring it. And it had
just working it.
It was we were working it, and it had a pretty solid shelf life, and it's still going. So we just decided to ride that train as long as we could, and until we just felt like we had to make another record. And landing in Nashville was a big part of that.
Mm. And we spent a good amount of time in Nashville just writing and like getting to know that whole. It's a different part of the country, so. We took a couple years to just kind of settle into that as well.
Yeah, because I was going to ask, that's a big transition from California, from Michigan. You move to Nashville. It's a different vibe. It's a different pace. It is where country music is obviously based and thrives, but it's a change. Mm-hmm. I mean, has it been an easy adjustment to life in Nashville? Or
I think it was a fun adjustment, for sure.
Music City?
Yeah, especially like our publisher, Sony ATV, like getting us a bunch of co-writes and just getting in a room like 4 or 5 times a week and writing songs for your job is kind of the dream, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was really easy to sort of assimilate into that environment and a little scary as well, because there's some, you know, it's Nashville. You can't outwrite Nashville.
Right.
You know? So, definitely fun.
You work with a great producer too on the album?
Yes.
Marshall Altman. He's incredible. Yeah. Somebody that we gelled with from the very first day that we hung out with him. And so to start out as friends and then to find out that you're really compatible professionally was really incredible.
Mm-hmm. It's great to have Sony behind you. And I know one of the things that you had said was you learned a lot about yourselves you know, with this new album. What'd you learn about yourself that you didn't know before?
I think it's more so just honing in on something that was already there. Mm-hmm. I think that comes with time and being on the road together and learning kind of what you don't want and what is not you.
Mm-hmm. The process a certain of elimination. Clarity of vision.
Mm. Perspective.
Yeah.
Well, so how does it feel working with these two guys? You just kind of met them, social media, and here you are, and now you have a band, and you're kind of stuck, for better or worse.
I'm so sorry.
Here you are.
You know, they're a lot of fun. Uh-huh. They're big goofballs, so I can tolerate it. If I had to tolerate any two guys other than my dad,
it would be
these two. So
thank you.
I'm very lucky.
Yeah. So the songwriting, who does most of the songwriting? Is it a group effort? Is there one principal songwriter among you, or how does that work?
Group effort. Yeah.
Most of the time it's a group effort, but like sometimes, you know, somebody will have like an idea at home when we're not all together, and you know, we'll bring that into the writer's room and. that's always really inspiring, mm-hmm. To have somebody bring something in that they feel really precious about and, mm-hmm. and are willing to, you know, share it with everybody and say, hey, let's make something out of this. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's like a writer's collective to a certain degree. Mm. We all kind of pool our ideas.
And I've seen that the different labels applied to your music. You know, there's the California breezy country, then there was Americana, and then there's, I saw pop written as a descriptor mm-hmm. of your music. Where do you guys feel you are most comfortable? What lane are you in, or are you in a lane? Because now these days, with the music business the way it is, you can put singles out, and you can put a single out in any genre you want.
Yeah.
But basically, you know, country music, I know, is kind of the big umbrella.
Yeah.
But where do you guys feel that you are?
I think the country music genre in and of itself is, mm-hmm. is changing to some degree to kind of encompass a broader mm-hmm. Audience of acts. And I think that we fit in the country genre. I think that's who we are. We call ourselves California Country. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, where it all started. Mm-hmm. And I think we're really influenced by things like Fleetwood Mac and the Eagles.
Jackson Brown.
Great.
Yeah. So
Neil Young.
Yeah. And that stuff is, you know, it's country music. Mm-hmm. That is country music. Mm. And I think that that's where we feel the most comfortable. And that's certainly where our hearts are at. Mm.
So it's always been country music for you guys, or were you doing something else?
I had a reggae band.
Oh, did you? I could tell. He pulled the dreadlocks off before we started.
I actually had an all-girl, like, rock band in high school, too. So
I was, like, in a jazz band mm-hmm. when I was 10 to 16. Like, jazz, funk, cover, instrumental songs.
So there is some variety here. There's some versatility.
We just love good music.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know, in the car, it's always just, like, all over the place. Mm-hmm. From, like, Dolly Parton to Luther Vandross mm-hmm. to Kiss. I don't know.
Yeah.
We just like good music. Mm. So we kind of just try to not get too locked into
labels. Genres. Exactly. Yeah. So you guys did a big music festival, I guess, in the UK.
Yes. Right?
So what was that like?
Unbelievable.
Magical.
Yeah.
Amazing.
That was, we didn't want to leave. Mm. We got to do the spotlight stage, mm-hmm. which was, how many people is the O2 Arena? It's 18,000?
It's around there, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a little spooky to just, you know, they kind of throw you out there. And,
right.
And you got three songs to play for all these people, and, you know, it was exhilarating. Mm-hmm. And then the response from everyone was really, really encouraging mm-hmm. and refreshing.
Definitely. It's a different vibe when you're playing for 18,000 or when you're playing for, you know, 500 or 1,000 or whatever in a smaller club.
Try to keep it. I think you try to keep the same attitude mm-hmm. going into it, or else you might wig out. You know,
it's great.
But I will say, you know, we've played some shows that for, you know, 20 people that were way scarier than playing for 18,000.
Yeah,
it's eye contact.
About
you can like
it.
See
yeah.
their
yeah.
eyes.
Right, right, right. Much more intimate. Much more intimate.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking with Fairground Saints. Would you guys do another song?
Of course.
Yeah.
What's the name of this one and the story behind it?
It's called California, so obviously very inspired by where these guys are from.
Is there a song called Michigan on this? That
no, but we,
no,
should, we
yeah.
should do a Michigan.
Hey.
Yeah, we should do a Michigan.
Good idea.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Crossing the border, waves on the water, San Diego side. Bells on the mission, ringing out love, heading north on the 405. Straight up to L.A. I'll stay long enough to say I tried, till I see the sunrise over the Hollywood sign. What's so great about stars out out in Malibu. Wish you were here, putting lime in your beer. I hear that's what the people do. Did you know there's a highway at the edge of the world with the ocean on the other side? Houses on the hill, happy people inside. What's so great about California? The weather's fine and the sky is always blue. What's so great about California? If California don't have you, if California don't have you. Credits roll, the silver screen fades to black. But this is real life, baby, you ain't you, so I guess I'm headed back. What's so great about California? The weather's fine and the sky is always blue. What's so great about California?
Very, very nice. Fairground Saints. What's the origin of the name, Fairground Saints? How'd you guys pick that name?
It's kind of about paying homage to the everyday saint. The idea is more, not so much that it's a band name, which it is, but more that it's a collective of people. Like, you know, it's hard just to get up in the morning sometimes. And Meg, you put it really beautifully.
We liken the fairground aspect to the world and how it can be very loud and very distracting, and it feels like somebody's always trying to sell you something. Mm-hmm. So very similar to the fairground, and then the saint aspect is, you know, the single mother that wakes up and buys groceries and, you know, just the everyday saint, like he was saying, just trying to do what good you can in the world.
You put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, that's because a lot of bands that come in, which came to me, or, you know, I just saw it on a sign, so, you know, but that's, wow, you really put the thought into. Were there other options?
Yes.
There were a couple.
And they were bad.
They were bad.
Too hard to pronounce. The second somebody says, how do you spell that?
Right.
It's just not a good one.
Not a good band name.
So. Yeah.
Well, I love the new EP. How about a full studio album? Is that in the plan for next?
Yes, absolutely.
It's been recorded, actually.
Okay. Can you give us any time frame or...
We're hoping it's soon.
Soon. All right. I'll put that on my calendar.
Yeah. By the,
soon.
I'm sure by the end of the year. So.
Okay. Yeah. Great. And then a tour. Is it going to be an international tour? Are you guys thinking about now that you've had some success over, you know, in London?
Yeah. Fingers crossed for that. I think that there's been a lot of love over there, and it wouldn't surprise me at all if we were back.
Well, we're reaching, you know, like I say, a lot of countries right now. And so what was, you know, the country music world in London, what's that like? Because I know there's different kinds of music for different places. Like reggae is huge in the UK, but here not so much. So how about country music? Is it thriving in London and the UK?
Quite clearly.
Yes.
Yeah. They are loving it. So.
Yeah, they really appreciate the storytelling kind of rootsy thing that we do. I think that they really... really enjoyed it. So, yeah.
That's great. You have a beautiful voice.
Thank
also,
you.
Is it you guys professionally trained or did you teach yourselves or?
We all grew up in pretty musical families. So I've been writing songs since I was like 5.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite part of this business?
Probably writing the songs.
The writing the songs.
Yeah.
Oh. And for you, you guys the same? Because some like the performing more, some like, you know.
I think somewhere between songwhere between songwriting and performing. That's where I'm at. Mm. Yeah.
That's great. Well, they're in our studios, and we've got them for a little bit longer. What is the significance of the little ribbons that are hanging from your guitar? Because you match, so there must be a reason.
That's
behind.
Actually, that's my Eli's guitar. And so it's
I was going to say, it's a coincidence, and I think
they're
not.
They're from a really kind of gross pair of shorts that I had in high school.
And TMI. The color TMI.
Were they your favorite shorts?
They were my favorite shorts, okay. Yeah.
Your favorite
It's not, they're not beautiful. You know, and so my mom tried to throw them away probably four separate times, and it was kind of a joke because I'd always catch her and I'd be like, you can't, those are my special, those are like my lucky shorts. And so eventually I tore them, and so I kind of keep these little pieces of it on my guitar. Just because it looks cool, and it's kind of a running joke.
And maybe you'll grab the pieces and stitch them back together and make a pair of shorts again.
It's like a lucky little
thing.
Fairground Saints are with us, and Magic, how did you come about that name for the EP name?
Well, there's a song on the EP called Magic.
Okay.
And it was one of the, I think it was the very first song we wrote when we moved to Nashville. So it kind of became, you know, the cornerstone of this whole project. Mm-hmm. And we just thought that it was a nice summation of everything that we've been going through the past couple of years.
Yeah. I think also, like, in Nashville, you know, there's like, every time we're there, even before we moved there, there was this feeling of kind of, there's a little bit of magic in the air, you know? It really is Music City. And I think it's sort of representative of our experience so far there. So that's why.
Who would you like to work with? Because, I mean, you know, there's a lot of collaborations going on these days. Everybody's collaborating with somebody. So on your wish list.
Man, Casey Musgraves would be really cool.
Okay.
Chris Stapleton would be awesome.
Yeah.
That'd be really great.
Brothers Osborne would be fun. Yeah,
definitely.
There's a lot.
There's a lot.
Wow.
We respect a lot of people that are doing the stuff that we love.
This is exciting. I mean, it's got to be really exciting. Your first album, or second album.
Yeah.
The first album was 2015. So this is the second album is coming out. And so fans worldwide, you must be hearing from a lot of different people, you know, on social media, since you guys are very active on social media.
And
on the internet, people around the world. And hopefully you will go internationally, you know, overseas and tour around the world.
Yeah.
Because they'd love to hear country music from you guys. Sound great. The harmonies are great. Which you're known for, your harmonies.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, that's what I keep reading is the harmonies that blow you away. And they did. I mean, hearing you guys is amazing.
Well, thanks to everybody that said that, and thank you.
Can we hear some more?
Absolutely.
We'll play a new one.
Ooh.
That we just recorded, so it's not out yet.
On the way up in the elevator?
Yeah.
Pretty much.
What's this called?
It's called Mary.
When you do a show, is it the same? Is it like very acoustic?
Are
we seeing the okay?
Yeah. I'll play various other instruments, but it's pretty much the same thing. Yeah,
there's some tricks we have the sound guy do, so I can kind of play percussively and get some thump happening in a subwoofer, and it fills out pretty nicely. But yeah, this is the configuration we've been doing for a while.
All right,
you want to count it off, Meg?
1, 2, 3.
Mary. I wanna be your one and only. She's got a smile so bright it could keep you warm forever. She's got a heart so wild. Carry you away. She doesn't know the way she does that little thing the way she do. She's got a way about her. There's just something in the way she moves. But I know she's got a lot to say. She doesn't.
right. Fairground Saints. Sounding great. Magic is the EP. Why'd you cut your hair?
It was summertime and it was way too hot.
Took a long time to get it that long.
Yeah. And I was done.
You're done. Enough hot summers.
Enough hot summers.
All right. What are you guys doing this summer? Just more touring?
More touring.
Yeah. And more touring. Mm-hmm. And then you're gearing up for the big show and then everything else that's going on with you guys. Exciting times. Congratulations. Yeah.
Indeed.
Thank you.
The Grand Ole Opry and the new EP. A lot happening for Fairground Saints. Thank you guys.
Thank you so much
for having us.
Social media sites. Where can people go if they want to catch you?
Fairgroundsaints.com. You can at Fairground Saints. Honestly, if you Google Fairground Saints, it'll all come
all
up.
All of our socials will pop up. Right. Yeah.
Well, thank you all.
Thank you.
Sound great. Enjoyed having them in the studios. Fairground Saints is the name of the band. Magic is their EP. My name is Larry London, and this is Border Crossings. Thank you very much, Juice, for coming in and joining us today on Border Crossings. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. I hope you enjoyed our show today. We brought you Juice. I want to thank Vince Bonner, our producer, director for today's show. And I want to thank you for tuning in. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. See you soon here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.